have more of a pop.
It looks good on camera.
Yeah, it's nice.
Look like a real thing, a real size.
Yeah.
Shout out to George Bush.
Yeah, shalom.
Dead.
94 years old.
94.
Hey, right before he died, dude, wasn't he in trouble for, like, touching his nurses and stuff on the leg and grabbing ass?
I don't know if he was in trouble. That's when we were getting to a point where we're like, you know what? It's like the same thing with the guy who did the comic book guy.
Stan Lee?
Yeah, he got in trouble. But it's like, because it's like, you know, they do a little grab ass when you're in your last couple years.
You're in a wheelchair, too. It's like you can't really.
Yeah, no, if somebody wants to take a picture.
In a wheelchair and grabbing your ass, it's like.
Come on. If somebody wants to take your picture and you're in a wheelchair and you're famous and you put your arm out, you're going to be right at their cunt.
You go up like that, you know? So we have a guy.
You're standing up and you do like what Al Franken did.
Oh yeah, Al Franken.
Where you're like you put your because then you can then you stay. When I take a picture of somebody, I always like grab their shoulder or just put my hands nowhere. You don't fucking grab their waist or their.
It's also been
then
here.
Then you're down near their ass.
Yeah.
I hate to, you know. But then they can just go, oh, where's, you know, then the joke is, where's your hand? When it's a group picture, where is your hand?
Right.
You don't even know where your hand is.
You want to play puppet? Stick it right up the old shit pipe.
Where were the?
Yeah. Who are we with?
So what? Give us your name again. I always forget. Monroe, I know you have like different names, but what do you go by?
Christy Monroe, the stripper comedian.
Stripper with a new haircut.
So your name is Christy Monroe?
Yes.
That's what it is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And her uncle's a sex offender because he touched kids in kung fu class.
Oh God! Can we not bring that up?
Oh, really? What's on the paper? I mean, it's not like it's comments.
Well,
was it in New York Times?
Is not public.
Monroe's your real last name?
No. But that's why I would prefer not to bring it up. We'll cut that out.
In the edit.
That's his last name. That's not his last name.
No.
He was your uncle.
Yes.
You have a terrible childhood, right?
Yes.
And you have a horrific childhood.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the worst thing that ever happened to you as a kid?
When I got raped by my mom's 60-year-old boyfriend.
Wow. You had what his age in there? What an ageist! You're an ageist. Is it better if he's 50?
Listen, we're doing a comedy show. When somebody tells you that, you're supposed to go, oh, God, but my reaction is just to giggle. I don't know. Is that wrong?
It's terrible.
No, it's just, it's horrific.
How old were you when you got raped?
12.
Wow. That is awful. I just think, like, the disparity in age, like, brown hair would have made it.
How old were your mother's, your boyfriend?
60.
And how old were you?
12.
Does she know about it?
He raped you. Wait, he raped you.
We have to talk about this right now.
Yeah, it's Monday.
We'll get through it in a second. It's all right.
Wait, he raped. He was 60, and you were 12.
Awful.
Yeah.
And where was your mom?
I don't know. On drugs.
Oh my God! All right, well, let's move on. My gosh. So, how was your? What do you do for Christmas?
Happy Hanukkah.
Want to hear some great news?
Yeah, really.
Great
please.
News.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Today, I found out that I officially got approved and qualified for a total permanent disability release from my student loans. So, I owed Pratt Institute $90,000, and now they can suck it.
How does that work? How do you get approved for a permanent?
You were raped by your uncle?
Does that come into play?
No.
Where's the lollipop I was licking?
By your uncle, Dad?
I have narcolepsy and epilepsy, so.
Wow.
Yeah,
you sleep and have a stroke at the same time.
They work against each other. You think the epileptic seizure would wake you up? If you were knocked out from your narcolepsy.
They don't really happen at the same time.
You fall asleep kind of anywhere.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But fun fact: Jimmy Kimmel and Ron Jeremy both have narcolepsy.
Really?
Yep.
That is a fun.
Here's a real question: do you feel it coming on? Are you like, or does it just kind of happen like a door slamming?
Only like 5 times in my life it happened like a door slamming.
Okay.
Most people that have narcolepsy, we can kind of feel it coming on.
Are you allowed to drive?
Yeah.
And then
in the state of New York, if you fall asleep because of narcolepsy while driving, and they can prove that that's why the accident happened, all they can do is suspend your license for 6 months.
All right. God bless America.
No, because Warren Hutchinson was a comic, he had narcolepsy, and he would be driving home from gigs, he would just fall asleep at the road. And he'd be like, Warren was in another accident.
You should just drive a bed.
I mean, it really was. He would just fall asleep on like the Sawmill Parkway. It was ridiculous. And then he was always falling asleep in the back of like comedy rooms. He would just like nod out.
How ironic to be selling logs on the Sawmill Parkway. Am I right, people? Anybody? Hello? 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 Is it still... All right.
Dreidel song really got the show up to a slow start.
I didn't have the pop I thought it would have. I was going to do that or the song.
Oh, it was your idea?
My idea, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're a real whiz. You're a real whiz. This guy.
I thought of the plate to put the menorah
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ. I'm ready for a fucking nap after that.
Well,
dreidel. Dee, 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 dee.
Maybe one had a hair? Huh? You made one out of hair. This
did.
In the song, like the guy pointed out.
My son asked me yesterday, but then like the back-to-back, he goes, Dad, how many genders are there? Are there only two? And then he goes, is God or a man or a woman? Right. I'm like, what the f-? I'm like, are you doing whippets or something? Like, all out of nowhere.
Number one, God's a cloud. Number two, there are 74 genders.
I said, as far as we know, there's only two genders.
Well, I guess.
I said, whatever. I think
I don't know. I don't have an opinion about that.
No, I think I said whatever. I don't even know if I clarified. I think I said whatever you are. It's like, you know, you're a boy or a girl. But then he wanted to know if God. And then I tweeted. I said, I think God's a woman. And I know I said, if God's a woman, does she get her period? And that's why we have earthquakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because she's a cunt. Because my wife was all fucking flipping out yesterday.
She got her period?
You have to assume, or one's coming or going.
But she's Hispanic, so you can never tell. They're fiery people.
She said it was my fault because I took the kids out. No, because I was like busy all weekend, and she was watching the kids, and you know, blah blah blah, and then the blah blah blah. Then I took them out to the diner, and she stayed home. I took them to the diner, and they were eating like crazy. They wouldn't stop eating. So when I brought back to the house, I go, when's the last time you fed them?
Right.
She got all fucking bent. She goes, fuck you. I've been with them all fucking weekend, you motherfucker.
Wow.
So then we.
Did she like.
Then this morning she was like being nice to me. So, you know.
Did you get any pussy over the weekend?
I could have got pussy this morning, but I had too much to do.
A minute out of your day. It's like 3 minutes out of your
day. No, but then I got a sweet toy. Then I got to hold her and fucking rub her.
Right, hold her and rub her.
Plus it saps my energy. The whole rest of the day I'm all sluggish.
When you ejaculate in the morning?
No, just if I have to, yeah, not just ejaculate. If I really need to jerk off, I'm fine. But if unexpectedly my wife fucks me, right, then I'm like lethargic the whole day.
And with weird combined, old man problems.
Combined with the dreidel song.
Yeah, we're doing.
Would have been a mess.
I'm trying to do my fast asleep over there.
I'm fine.
Want to play stepdad? No. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
My stepdad. Do you make this up for entertainment purposes?
No, she's too real.
I wrote a book.
Did you really? Is it self-published?
Yeah. I just got done writing it. It's 100% done. So now I'm gonna.
We gotta get you a publisher.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think Random House is available, aren't they? I'm kidding, of course. Oh, I think they did Comey's book.
What's the name of the book?
Something Ridiculous.
Okay,
and it's a good title.
Thanks.
I would call it Cumtown, but Something Ridiculous is pretty good.
That's doing great. How about Books We Fucked?
That's a playoff of the other podcast.
Yeah, Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
Right, exactly. I think I got an into. Hey, want to be my date to the SiriusXM Christmas party?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Wow.
Okay.
For real?
When is it?
A week from Thursday.
Yeah, you could really schmooze these guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get invited?
Well, I'm somebody's plus one. So we'll be plus one. but you're cute. It shouldn't
plus
be
one are you?
My friend is a guy named Liquid Todd.
Oh, I met him.
You know Todd.
Yeah. So I was out doing promo with Vivid at Mastro's.
Yep.
And it was like just kind of like my job to go up to lonely men that were sitting by themselves at the bar.
Todd.
In New York or LA?
In New York.
Oh.
And so I started talking to this guy and then, you know, conversations going on and he's like, oh, I'm Liquid Todd. And he gave me his business card and he's like, send me an email.
He's a DJ, big bald guy.
I already know him. Yeah,
we've been friends for like 20.
Liquid Todd.
Yep,
that's his.
It's like DJ moniker. So
where's he from?
He's from Long Island, but he.
You know, I'm just from the.
I know him from there's something called the New Music Seminar down in Miami. When I lived down there, I met him in like '96.
Did you ever see my tattoo?
No, where is it?
It's a small world.
Oh, that's the worst stripper tattoo I've ever seen.
No, it's a great
tattoo. It's a little baby tattoo on your shoulder. Usually it's like around their fucking pelvic area or at least on one of their titties.
No, it's
cute. It's also a conversation starter, too.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the weight of the world.
You went nowhere with it.
Well, it had to do with us both knowing Liquid Todd.
It's a small world. You never know, you know.
Oh, so that's where you, whenever that comes up, you show them your tattoo?
Want a lap dance? Small world. How's Vivid going? How's
Looks like
going?
You got stamped by one of those things at a club, right. And they just stamp your shoulder instead of your hand.
Well, I was telling Kevin that I now work at Gossip on Long Island.
Oh, why'd you do that? Why'd you move to Gossip?
I love that club.
But, I mean, what happened to
Keith, do you know about Gossip on Long Island?
I don't think he's paying attention.
Keith.
Hey, it's not a gay bar. Just busting your chops, Keith. He's all right.
No, there's a lot of reasons why I moved there, but mainly I'm making more money. I really like how they manage the club.
And where is it again?
It's in Melville.
Herman Melville?
Call me Captain Titties.
Long Island, every town is like famous.
Yeah.
Because it's good. Every train stops there. It's like... Ronkonkoma.
Where do you live?
Hicksville.
Where do you live, though?
In Brooklyn.
So you have to go out to, you work out
How'd
there.
How'd you find it out there? You heard about it?
Yeah, strippers
underground.
Talk, they always
talk
about
somebody gossiped.
Like, club.
Huh?
Somebody gossiped.
Wait, so but the girls are friendly, or are they mostly white girls, or some Hispanics?
Kind of like a mix of everybody. Lots of Russian girls.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll go out there then.
You should. They actually, this past weekend, they just had their 21st anniversary of being open. Oh, so it was
beautiful.
It was crazy. They had a midget Elvis, and they had...
Nicky, sorry.
They had, girls on stilts, and, these guys dressed as, robots that were dancing with lasers, and a girl in a big hoop that was dancing.
I was trying to come on my Dockers. I don't need all this nonsense.
It's like a classy operation. They went out of their way to entertain.
Yo, you know what's gonna put this off the hook? We need a little midget Elvis and robots.
So is it a big? Is it as big as Rick's or small? What kind of size?
Approximately the same size as Rick's.
Different levels.
They have a downstairs, and I think they're one of the only places probably left in New York that you can smoke downstairs.
Oh.
So they have a big cigar bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, you filthy whore.
Yeah, get over here.
Sorry about the smoke.
Yeah, right. Want to see my Moby Dick?
Oh, we're on fire.
Yeah, it's a good show. So you make better money out there.
Yeah.
But you were really high on Vivid. You liked Vivid.
I love Vivid too.
So what was it? There's got to be some kind of story there.
Somebody rape you? You can tell us. You can tell us.
Since she was 12. Stop it.
You've been raped a couple times, right?
No.
Just one time?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was bumming her out. Come on. We don't want to talk about it.
I told you had a bunch of things happen to you.
But not all. A series of other bad things happen, but that was the only time I got raped.
We'll get to them in the second hour.
After the break. After our commercial read.
We got to tease the audience a little bit.
Right.
Wait some weather after the commercial.
From the tens. So you
have a boyfriend? You still dating that comic you were dating?
No, that
don't date a comic.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah,
the guy you went on the cruise with or something?
Yeah, we got no. Well, he was headlining on a cruise, but long story short, when I got
you
gotta
kill an hour, you can make the long story long if you don't.
Okay, when I got asked to be on the Comedy Cellar podcast with Noam, I was so excited and I wouldn't shut up about it. And he was like, "Who cares?" And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Who cares about the Comedy Cellar?" I was like, "Everyone on the planet."
Let's not go crazy.
And well, he was like, he's like yelling at me, and he's like, "That doesn't matter." And
one second,
he was yelling at you.
Yeah, and I was like, "Listen, for me, that's a big accomplishment."
On the boat, he was yelling at you.
No. Yeah.
Hold on. Is this the same guy you paid to go on the cruise with and you broke up with him on the cruise?
Oh, no. Different guy.
This is a newer guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where the confusion is.
Oh, sorry. I thought you knew about the next guy.
Right.
So the next guy's also a comic?
Yeah, but like a more established.
Barry?
Just kidding. We're going to stop hanging out. Yeah. Does his name rhyme with Larry Slimefelt?
No.
You're just dating guys you meet.
Well, that guy,
guys you just
I met
run
him.
In, you see guys you run into all the time.
Oh, no. It was really random. I was in LA doing a bunch of shows, and I was hanging out with this drug dealer, and he had to go make a delivery.
What kind of drugs? Coke?
I'll show you his list.
Oh, cool.
So,
all right.
Anyway,
Christmas time. Monica gifts. go ahead.
He had to like make a delivery, and okay. So I just walked up to these three men. I didn't know who they were, what they did, or anything. And you know, the drug dealer was talking to the one that was buying it, and then I was talking to the two other ones, and I hit it off with one of them.
Sure.
And I had
no
idea.
You know how to pick them.
I had no idea what he did. But anyway, then we went across the street to the Comedy Store, and I found out that he was a comedian.
What's his name?
Spencer James.
Don't know him.
That's two first names, by the way.
Is he black?
No, he's white. So then I headlined in Arizona, and I was off doing a bunch of things. And then I flew to Des Moines to meet up with him while he was headlining at the Funny Bone. And then in the middle of the night, we drove to Chicago. And then he flew to New York to get on the cruise ship. And then I flew back to L.A. to finish my tour. So then we met up.
This ends with a rape or something to save it.
It's like the, he was yelling at me about.
It was like The Amazing Race.
At me about me being happy about the Comedy Cellar. And
he's an L.A. guy. What does he give a shit?
I think everyone.
Is he jealous?
Yes.
At this point,
so in the end, like Noam had said to me that in order to get past at the Comedy Cellar, you need to be doing two things consistently. You need to be
fucking his dick, and what's the other one?
Right. He said you need to be original, and you need to be crushing it.
And what else?
And you need to be crushing it.
Oh boy.
And so,
seeing who they pass. When did you meet Noam?
This is about 2 months ago.
Where?
I was on Live from America, the Comedy Cellar podcast.
Oh.
What are they doing in the back?
Oh, the one
that
Noam? The one that Noam? Oh, oh, that, the political one?
Right.
Well, nothing political was discussed while I was there. Yeah,
who was on with you outside
Dan
Steve?
Dan Natterman.
Wow.
Who I like him.
Oh, it was at the Olive Tree in the restaurant.
No, it was like kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Riotcast studio?
Yeah.
It was like a studio kind of a thing.
It's like the Chip studio.
And how'd you meet? So you met him through that?
Yeah, so he's like the host, like he's like has your job basically. Yeah. And
how'd you get on it in the first place?
I'm playing on
they found
Dan
me. They found me. They think I'm really funny.
You are very funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, I was so happy about this. So I was, you know, like normal people would tell their boyfriend, like, hey, I'm so happy. This is
so
great.
You guys
were
already
happened.
Fucking at this time and stuff. You were in like a committed relationship.
Yeah.
How many months in before you got the podcast?
2 weeks.
Oh.
So then basically, he was like yelling at me, and he's like, "No one gives a shit about the Comedy Cellar." And
on the drive to Des Moines,
is that me? Were you talking to me when he said that?
No,
that's what I say.
No,
give a shit about the comedy.
And then he said something about like you need to focus on bookers in the Midwest, and I was like, "No,
you're like thanks a lot, Yoko Ono."
And so we got in a fight because I told him he is the epitome of tall, handsome, white guy comedy. Like nothing that he's doing is unique or interesting. It's just safe jokes for safe couples to laugh jokes. At.
Shit.
And
like so, Chicago is still 4 hours away. We gotta really we're gonna fight at the Cracker Barrel now.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Separate checks.
Well, wait. So this is over the phone or in person you're fighting?
Over the phone.
Yeah. So well, you know you're a youngster. You got a lot of guys you gotta fuck before you settle down.
Yeah.
Does he know you're a stripper, too?
Yeah.
Does Noam know you're a stripper?
Yeah. That's what we talked about the whole time with
surprise.
Noam.
Surprise.
And
so, you got nice tits for a Catholic girl.
What did he want to know about you?
We talked about all kinds of things. He asked, what is the craziest thing that ever happened in a champagne room? Like, most money you've ever
made. He was asking you stripper questions?
Yeah, and then Dan Natterman, he was telling all these crazy stripper stories. He is my ideal customer, by the way. Like, he's just dumb, easy to talk out of his money. Like, it was but I like him. I want to emphasize, like, I really like him.
Big wax lips. That's what you like in a man.
Oh, I finished in my pants. I guess I'll be leaving now. Happy Hanukkah.
Like a guy who looks like Milhouse from The Simpsons. Anyway, so I was banned from the cellar for a month, so I'm supposed to be careful.
Really?
And also gossip, too. He's banned from gossip, too.
Why were you banned from
that? I don't even know exactly. Right, but I know I'm a bad, bad boy, and I should be spanked by somebody.
Oh, no.
I mean.
But you're back now. You're probably this weekend. Hey, how did your show go on Saturday? Up in whatever with the guys, Baron Berg and.
We didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No, we didn't have a show.
You had nothing this week? I thought you went somewhere this weekend. All right,
this week. I got to do Chip this week, this Friday in Philadelphia.
It's in Philadelphia.
Can you come? No, you can't. I'm married. I'm happily married.
Hey, married at least. Am I right, everybody?
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nod, nod. It's down in Philadelphia anyway. It's a good club.
Yeah, I don't have
I have a car.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
My dad is a Ferrari.
I could drive and maybe not fall asleep.
Yeah, I would not want to be on the wheel of you.
So you drive to Long Island and then you do a lot. You do drugs while you're working?
In my entire life, I've never tasted a sip of alcohol, tried a drug, or smoked a cigarette ever.
Oh, well, smoking's gross. The other two are awesome. What's that list of stuff? The drugs.
You hanging around with drug dealers and.
My phone is in that guy's desk, but I could.
John has it. The phone.
Yeah. Wait, I don't. It's okay.
We're just going through all the pictures.
A lot of nude pictures in there.
Instagram? Instagram?
No, we hacked her phone.
I forgot you're talking about her phone.
Spencer James, guy have a nice dick, the ex-boyfriend?
No.
Really? Small?
Have you been to Melville's? Keith?
Oh, it's called Gossip.
Gossip.
I mean, have you been to Gossip?
The Gentleman's Club of Long Island. Yes.
Yeah,
Gossip.
It's a great club.
Imagine a strip club called Melville's. Hey. Saturday night at Melville.
Everybody's a seaman.
Right. Come at 3 p.m. Baked scrod. These girls aren't even wearing a smile.
And all those dumb Billy Joel fisherman songs.
Yeah, right. You want to go down east to her, Alexis?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So how's the champagne room out there? I know you get bored of these stupid stripper questions, but...
Oh, it's okay.
Is it a little different out there, or is it kind of the same kind of bullshit?
Kind of the same. We, like, as far as how much we get out of the money, we get slightly less, but the customers are better, so they tip slightly more.
Okay.
So it makes up for it.
You get how much of $20? Is it
$20? Oh, it's a champagne room.
No, a private room, yeah.
How much is the lap dance?
Lap dance, on the floor, it's $20. There's a thing called the red room that's
$30.
Yeah. It's when you're bleeding.
No. It's only open 4 days a month, folks.
Right, they rotate.
Yeah, they rotate. Right, pull the string off, an extra 10.
So, because it's always been $20. But lap dance has been $20 since I've been going.
Yeah, we're talking about the champagne room.
Okay, I got it. I'm not Rain Man, okay? I can follow a fucking conversation. I'm just making a point that the lap dance has not changed prices unless you're in the red room.
Well, it's like a New York Dolls where I went there, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. My good friend Jim Jeffries and I.
You don't know Jim Jeffries.
You don't know Jim Jeffries?
No.
No, she knows Dan Aderman, but she doesn't know Jim Jeffries.
So, well, anyway, I was at New York Dolls. And the lap dance on the floor down there is $20, but the champagne room is $800.
Yeah.
So what's going on up there? I'm always like...
Lap dance where?
New York Dolls.
Yeah, it's $800 upstairs.
$800 for the champagne room.
They got me one time for like $650.
Wow.
And the girl made out with me. That's all she did.
Ugh.
She goes, I go, what are you going to do up there? She goes, I'll kiss you.
Ugh.
And then I thought she was just like, that was a euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
But then all she did was kiss me. And it was still pretty good.
She goes, I'll kiss you, your asshole. She said, I'll kiss you, you asshole. You're like, I'm getting a rim job up there.
I don't know what you said, but I'm sure it's hilarious to the listeners. No, it is expensive. And then, you think she's your girlfriend for a couple of minutes. And then, maybe you'll get her phone number. But it doesn't, whatever.
Yeah. I give my phone number like it's candy, but that doesn't mean you're going to get anything from me.
Yeah, I like to hang out. If I go to a private area with a lady, I like to hang out and kind of stalk her.
Perfect. Let's go in a private room.
Do the girls like that?
Guys
hanging out when they close up and they all try to rush into the yellow cab like fucking they're just good girls, that they're not a coke whores.
I go back there. I'm all handsy and I go, you smell like my mother. That's always fun for everybody. I'm trying to make everybody really uncomfortable.
I like my mother.
Yeah, exactly. I think I've almost got the first hard on I've had in about 15 years since my daughter died.
And they still won't fuck you.
I don't know why. Hands in my eyes, girls. Can't see so good.
Oh, shit.
Puffy nips.
What's your 5-year plan?
You're
going to do porn? You got to do a little porn, right?
No. But way more exciting.
How many guys have you fucked? You might as well get paid for it.
No.
And porn's more legit now anyway. Plus, you could host the AVN Awards if you did porn.
After coup.
No.
And then you were a comedian and good. Stuff like that.
No.
Have you ever fucked on camera?
No.
Have you had sex and taped it?
No.
Why are you stroking a mic like it's my cock?
Because I'm excited to tell you something.
Tell us what you're going. You please.
Okay. So on Thursday, I'm filming a pilot episode for a TV show, and we got a really great executive producer.
Congratulations.
James Burrows?
No. I don't know who that is.
Everybody else does, so it's okay.
Is that the unfinished Ralphie May project? He's dead.
Sometimes we think you're not telling us the truth. Are you embellishing?
I think she thinks it's the truth, and that's the difference.
What is not the truth?
Speaking of not telling the truth, that Eddie If is full of shit.
Oh boy, here we go. Let's get back to your thing though. What's the pilot about?
It's a talk show of me and I interview strippers.
Oh, you interview strippers.
Yeah,
oh yeah, we were talking about that before, right?
Yeah, and somebody didn't want to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to do it.
Yeah, you wanted to do it here, right?
Yeah. But the point is that
shame on you, Garrett.
It has to happen at 4:30 in the morning because that's when strippers
right.
Are still
that's
awake
when they're alert.
Still, like,
right. That's when they still look good.
And
so you're gonna do it live?
No, it's not gonna be live. We're gonna film it.
And then air it at a later time.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get them at 4:30.
Yeah.
Where?
We're filming on 48th and 8th.
In a studio?
Yeah.
So you're gonna get strippers from all over the city?
Well, I already got them. I have a really great girl from Boston, and then
hey, you want a lap dance and some chowder?
A girl that's coming up from Boca, and then my other friend who I worked with at Vivid.
She's traveling from Boca Raton all the way up here.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and interview them kind of like a talk show format?
Well, we're going to be like on an L-shaped couch, okay. And we're all going to be in lingerie.
Okay.
That's sexy. It's all like right. The old...
Robin Bird Show.
Yeah, Robin Bird Show. Everybody's on an L-shaped couch.
Maybe let me bang your box.
Is that what the name of her baby
you know
was named?
Do you know any of this?
No.
Hey, Gary, could you please pull up a Robin Bird clip when they all sing Baby, Let Me Bang Your Box or just a clip, any of the Robin Bird Show, Channel J, Channel 35, please?
And then what is that going to...
Some ideas.
What is that
going to...
Oh, you're going to inspire her?
Yeah. She'll see how that idea.
All right.
So who's financing this? Who's paying for all this?
The executive producer guy.
What's okay. His name?
Ron Barba.
Ron Barba.
Like Hanna-Barbera?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boo-boo. We're going to interview some strippers today.
Can we get... What's his name? Ron Barber?
Barba.
Barba,
can we Google him? Ron Barba?
Okay, for all of you from
No, this is not what I'm imagining at all.
If Santa can't come down your chimney.
She was never good looking to me.
What the hell is this?
She's all bony
wishing
and...
all of you a season's
I used to jerk off to this.
Yeah.
I might used to, I mean earlier today.
It's not sexy dressed as Santa.
It is or it isn't?
Not at all. I mean... A sexier Santa outfit, maybe, that specific one.
Or like one of his elves. Is that sexy? That's always sexy, right? One
yeah,
of his elves?
Yeah, but not like with a cape. The cape was weird.
He was not sexy. I don't know how she became famous. It's like Ron Jeremy. Like, the guy's fucking hideous.
Yeah, know? But he has narcolepsy, so.
I think you just have to learn. You have to, it's not who you blow, it's who you know.
You should see if you can get that midget to come on your show dressed as Santa Claus for you.
Just made that up, didn't I? You just ignored it like it wasn't a fucking
ran right past
fortune
that,
cookie.
That mm-hmm. Bon mot. Yeah. Well, so hold on. It's gonna be you. Are you gonna do a monologue? Do any comedy? Like, what's the format?
No, there will be no monologue or comedy.
You're gonna host it.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you gonna talk to them about? Like, what happened that night?
I sent them a list of 28 questions that are kind of like
random number.
That's how many questions I came
all
up
right.
with.
Questions.
So.
Or is it?
No, yeah.
Maybe it's not enough.
Inside the horror studio with James Cunton.
No, but yeah, we're going to talk about like whatever happened at work the night before, and then
can they really be revealing about like, they gave a guy a hand job and he came?
Yeah. So
and they saw John Stewart there. Like, what can they say? Like, they can't really reveal anything to.
I told them not to say any specific names or name the specific club that they were at.
Okay.
So they're just going to say they're strippers they can't. What are they promoting then?
Themselves? Yeah.
Their Instagram feed, social media, that kind
you
of thing?
Do, I know Brian wants to ask, but so I'll ask for him. Do you do privates?
No.
That's a porn star thing. She doesn't do porn. She just strips.
Do strippers do privates?
Some, your Ben some experience? Will do like some will do like bachelor parties and stuff. But
how many, if you do a bachelor party, how many guys do you have to fuck? Just one? Just a bachelor?
I'm not a prostitute, so.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for. I'm just asking, what do you know from the street? And I'm asking for a friend.
The only thing that
Columbo?
I know.
You're like Columbo.
The only thing that I know from the street is that people will never pay you enough money, like compared to going to the club.
What?
I said the only thing that I know is that the people that want to hire you, they'll never pay you enough money to make it worth it to not go to the club instead.
Yeah, if you were going to come to my apartment, I'm asking, I'm sorry about you, miss, but if you come to my apartment and you wanted to say, suck my cock.
Shut like the fuck up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry about you, ma'am. I'm just,
they were doing a roast, the Dean Martin roast, and yeah. Peter Falk was on it. Yeah. Eccles goes, hey, Peter, I'm over here. he kept going, I'm over here. He goes, Peter, get your good eye over this way.
Sorry.
Because he had a lazy eye, Peter Falk.
Oh.
He wasn't lazy. He was his character was a little lazy. He was a bit of a
young. It's like a TV.
Yeah.
I'm practically too young, but I mean, I know him from reruns. So you don't even know him from.
Yeah, I just know him from what my
they went to high school together.
My dad used to tell me they would watch a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I thought I could have sworn Rock Hudson was straight from McMillan and Wife. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you won't have sex with a guy for money, but you just fuck it. Just a guy who's headlining the Des Moines Funny Bone. I mean, what's the difference?
You're better off.
I mean, just the guy's a piece of shit. No disrespect to him, but
no, he is.
He's jealous of you because you're working at you're going to try to get in at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
You know. So whatever. So
when are you doing Gnome Show again, or you haven't done it yet?
No, so I did do it like 2 months ago, and I haven't done it again, but
did he say you'll do it again?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought that was his political show. I thought he had two shows, one downstairs.
Yes, and he does the From the Table show or something.
The Table show, and then he does one upstairs, but I thought the upstairs one was a political bent. But, you know, I'm not going to.
It's always like,
really.
Like Israeli things. He's like, who do you think really should have won the Six States War? Egypt? I don't know. And I'm saying, like, because they're Israeli. You know, it's all Israeli related.
Yeah.
You want to put your tits in the Wailing Wall? What do you say?
Yeah, we better be. We'll probably have to take all this out.
No, we're not taking anything out. It's fine. It's goof. We're not.
No, because what do we say? What do we say? Gnome banned me. So, I mean,
bad about Gnome.
Bannable offenses.
If you get banned by me joking and you put your tits in the Wailing Wall, then, like, I don't know what to say. Like, you just got to find something new to do. Like, my friend was at BMW dealership. You can sell cars.
Hey, you like this car?
I like this car.
Hey, you want it in green? We don't have it in green. Fuck, go fuck yourself. Piece of shit. Go to the fucking Porsche, you cocksucker.
Fucking sunroof, moonroof, who cares?
Yeah, I'll fucking drop a load right in your fucking mouth.
Mr. Universe with all these moons and suns everywhere. And fuck, I'm going to
imagine me selling. I was not a good waiter either. You look good like this with your hair like that.
Thank you.
You look like this girl that used to. Oh, I know who you remind me of. Oh, snippity snap. I can't even say it on the air.
Why can't you say it on the air?
Because I can't say it. Ixnay on the East like say so.
Person?
No, I know what it is.
Lonnie Anderson.
I know what it is. Fuck me. Jesus Christ. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. We're saying Jodie Foster here in the booth.
Yeah, but you know what? It's
if we can get her on a pinball machine, then we would say, like, all right, then we know.
Keith is on fire.
Keith, you could save yourself $100 if you came and sat down here twice a week.
No, I can't. Yeah. No, I'll tell you after the show. Because now I know you look like somebody who used to. Yeah, I can't say it on the air, though.
Okay.
I just can't, motherfucker. Really, I just got banned.
Really cucking out a little
bit. I got banned.
Yeah, but you can say.
It's just, I don't need the fucking headache. I got Christmas coming up. My son wants a fucking, wants like a Lamborghini. I got to pick out some spots, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Right, I'm going to be fucking sucking cock with her behind the alley.
75 spots a day at Dangerfield. Here, son.
You know, I've never been in that club.
Oh, you're missing out. It's really, all the waiters wear tuxedos. They sell shrimp cocktail.
They have 50th anniversary coming up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
50th anniversary. I was just talking to him over the weekend. He was the original comedy club. He was the first guy who paid it. I told him, I go, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Turn sideways. Get your hair wet. And slick it back.
No.
Yeah, she does look kind of like a Jodie Foster. Wow. Jerked off to her, but she was hot, wasn't she? She was in a...
Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter.
She was in a Taxi Driver.
That was
she in Taxi Driver?
She was in Taxi Driver.
Yeah. So, even when she got that movie she got raped in, she was pretty good looking.
Accused?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was even good in Contact with Matthew Mahoney.
Was she?
Yeah.
Are they dating?
One of my favorite lines from Silence of the Lambs is when he's talking to the congressman and he goes, no, Senator. He goes, Senator, did you breastfeed your daughter? A big fat girl in the pit, you know? And she goes, yes, why? He goes, did it toughen your nipples? I love that line.
That was your favorite scene of the movie?
Yeah, pretty much. So my mother only had the VHS. We didn't have the director's cut.
My favorite line ever from a movie,
calls.
From any movie,
yeah?
Is from Rocky, take her to the zoo. Retards love the zoo. That's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
That's a good funny line.
Is that it?
Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
And then from Rocky 2, they had the big press conference. And
you
they
said retards love the zoo?
Retards love the zoo.
Her older brother. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah.
Paulie.
Yeah, Paulie
says that. And then Rocky 2.
They're young.
They're doing the big press conference in Rocky 2, and they go, hey, Rock, how are you going to spend all your money? You going to buy some condominiums? He goes, condominiums? I don't even wear them. Not as good as retards love the zoo. I've been looking for a new lower back tattoo. I think that's what it is.
Oh, please.
It's going to
be
retards love the zoo.
Everybody on Fox News is in blackface. What's going on?
Seriously? What's going on?
Is some kind of ceremony or something?
I don't know. We're doing our part.
I think all the Jewish people are celebrating Hanukkah.
Anyway, go ahead, caller.
Go ahead. Favorite Hanukkah memory? No?
The Holocaust would be my favorite Hanukkah memory.
Oh, boy.
Wait, can I promote an Instagram account?
Yeah.
Naughty Jewish Boys.
Is it yours?
No. Look on Instagram at Naughty Jewish Boys.
Okay.
All right, is it in Braille? What do you got,
first
buddy?
First of all, I just want to say Eddie is a piece of shit. I donated $1,000 to his Bingo Bus deal, which turned out to be the hugest flop I've ever seen.
There's a bridge I want to sell you in Brooklyn too.
You gave him $1,000?
Yeah, he did a Kickstarter deal I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I gave him $1,000 to make his little shitty bus, short bus deal, and it turned out to be the biggest piece of shit in the world.
And to think you could have done an hour in a private room with me instead.
Yeah, he's right. A real huckster.
Yeah.
And
one board every minute. We should probably cut that. Thanks. Hey, all right, happy Hanukkah, sir. I don't think he donated $1,000. I think he's full of shit.
Listen, Eddie If, you know, I have issues with the guy. I like the guy and everything, but I do have issues. After the show we did last week on Misery Loves Company, was like, after you left, he was saying, he just says a lot of shit, you know? He's always embellishing stuff, you know? He has like a stripper mentality. No offense. But he's always like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Remember he said he was booked through April?
Yeah.
He's doing 2 months in Australia.
Okay, let me understand this. So
that's
between
awesome.
Now and April, two of those months will be in Australia.
Two-plus months. Like,
he's still booked.
Two
so
months.
Booked.
Yeah, but he's acting like he's booking himself, and he's like, he's in such demand.
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
I mean, I do, because it's just like this fucking bullshit, and I get sick of it. I just get sick of, like, people are like, I'm doing so great, and then he was like, I was talking about, like, you know, how show business is, you know, creates a lot of anxiety, and he goes, I'm doing fine. I'm like, you can't get on a fucking elevator. He can't do this show because he can't get up here.
Only 9 stories. And I guarantee if it was Howard Stern, he'd walk 40 flights.
Yeah, so he just, it's like the LA thing. You create the illusion that you're doing great and that no matter how well you're doing, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's just after a while, you're like, he was like, I booked myself. I'm booked till April, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, he don't book himself in Australia. Even if he does, it's just like, come on, man. I'm like, next.
Really?
It's like, I'm like fucking Ariana Grande. I'm like, next.
Right.
I really want to see kangaroos.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
You don't want to get raped by one. Jump up right in your pussy.
Put you right in their fucking little caboose there.
their pouch.
Yeah. Their little pouch, exactly.
Right off with you.
I was jerking off today and my leg was touching my dog's like fur, you know, like it was like leaning up on me and
what?
Like, I had to stop jerking. I had to like put a sheet between us. I don't know. Sorry.
Because it was a Sabbath?
I didn't want to feel that. Yeah, exactly. It's such a holy day for us, my people. So I did that 23andMe thing where you spit in the, well, you know, to spit.
What the fuck did she put in my tea? No. It's like all milky and shit.
You get a little milk. You like milking your tea. You're like an old lady.
Yeah, but they make it too, it was She was very Asian.
I have a dog who's a service animal. And
no, you have a service animal?
Yeah, because they have narcolepsy.
Oh.
And
so your dog starts driving if you fall asleep?
No. So it's very rare.
Rocking traffic today.
Sorry, go ahead.
So sometimes, like, I'm having a bad couple of days, so I'll bring my dog out with me.
A bad couple of days? Like, you'll have epileptic fits?
Yeah. Okay. A couple days ago, it was a bad couple of days, and I went to QED with my dog, and for the first time, I brought her on stage, and it was really, really funny. And then somebody was asking me, like, you know, is she always with you? I'm like, and she's always right next to me. And so, like, no, even if somebody comes over and, like, we're having sex, my dog's, like, right there.
Right.
Hello, stepdad. What do you want for Christmas?
Sorry.
I don't know. It's funny to us, but I don't know. I really don't know.
But hold on.
You don't care.
Let me ask a question. Because as somebody who's visually impaired, I could actually get a dog, but like I don't want to deal with it. I already have two dogs. That's enough. I'm not running a zoo here.
Yeah.
Retards love the zoo. But do you have a service animal or a support animal?
A service animal.
So do you have a harness for the dog?
She has a vest.
So was she trained?
Yes.
And she was given to you by, like, an organization?
Well, I found her when she was a puppy. Oh, she was dying on the side of the road of parvo, and I cured her. Right. At the time, I owned a really...
Oh, you found her in Utah?
I found her in North Carolina.
Provo, Utah? Anybody? Sorry, hello?
That's where television was invented.
Oh, cool.
By Philo Farnsworth.
Wow, look at
that. Yeah.
All right, so you found her...
You're trying to keep a conversation going.
I know.
This correct?
Yeah.
So you cured the dog of...
Oh, cool. Guys are raping you. What are you, like, getting caught up on your studies?
things you thought you never would need to know. All right. You're already on your back. You're like, I'll get the book up.
You were friends, right? I mean, I'm just goofing around. Right.
No, I don't care. It's fine.
No, we're not trying to be, you know.
I mean, this is not for, I'm not ready
is
for
the FBI? Why do these men look so scared?
Are we getting raided?
Are they Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, what Probably. The fuck is that?
People are out there?
Yeah, they look either like FBI or Jehovah's Witnesses.
They really look like IRS.
Are they Mormons? My Utahs?
They got dark suits and red ties.
They're in the Men in Black.
Are you wanted by somebody?
The dark you'll see around here is suits.
No.
I mean, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. So hold on. So you found the dog.
Yeah.
And then
right. So at the time, I owned a really successful mixed martial arts school, and it was in a predominant.
How old are you?
Now I'm 30. I opened my school when I was 20. Anyway, it was in a predominantly military area, and I was married to a Marine at the time, so they got the dog into pause for vets, and then they were able to train the dog for
so
me.
So you got the dog. You okay, so and then they gave the
Is
dog
the Marine
back.
Good to you?
He was a good guy. We were just too young.
Yeah, right.
How old was he?
He was also 14. 20. We met on the internet on June 20th, 2009. We met in person on July 3rd, 2009, and we got married on July 6th, 2009. And then
you got married 3 days after you met him, you got married?
Yeah.
How big was his dick that you'd be like, this is the dick I need forever?
I wasn't thinking about that. Right? I wasn't thinking about that.
You know, I'm not going to thank you for your service.
So then how long were you married for?
For 4 years.
Oh, that's pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
No, how many kids?
None.
What part of the country is this?
We lived in North Carolina at Camp Lejeune.
What was his name?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Sergeant Private.
Is he a senator now?
Right. No, he's pretty high rank now, though, and he does a lot of, like, top secret stuff.
Is he here, is he in a lobby?
I don't know. I would love to know who is, though.
Top secret.
Yeah, they really do.
You guys have, like, Osama bin Laden's head, like, on your kitchen table? Like,
no.
Like,
okay,
happy anniversary!
No. Go ahead, caller.
Hello? No? Garrett, we got one or no?
Yo, hello, Kev, Brian.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
First of all, first and foremost, Monroe, condolences that you got raped by your uncle, Dad. That's terrible.
Thank you.
But I did have a question for you.
Yeah.
My wife listens to, what's it called, Two Tired Twats with Carrie and
Yeah,
and
I was
Patty.
On it. Yeah, she was so
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you were on there the other day, right?
Yeah.
So, and then she said she listened to the following episode. I think Rachel Feinstein or some other chick was on there.
Yeah.
And Carrie was saying that she thought you were a just a bold-faced liar, that just all your stories are bullshit. I just wanted to see if you what your thoughts on that was.
I did not see that, and Carrie has been actually really nice to me. She got me a couple of spots at Governor's, and she's been pretty nice.
Okay. But, did you hear it, what she said afterwards?
What?
Did you hear what she said afterwards?
No.
What's your hip-hop name, Wet Blanket?
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
You
but...
brought up that you thought she was bullshitting, so I figured I'd call in and say that other people have the same.
No, I know. No, because she, Christy says a lot of things, so, and she's young, so who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought she was lying. So if anybody wants to go through my personal medical records, feel free. I don't care.
What do you mean?
What's in your medical records?
Like, if anything that I say, everything that I said happened.
You should lay on this table. Let me check every inch of your body. Let me see what's going on down there.
Was Carrie mad or she didn't care?
I don't know. She was just like, that chick was bullshit. And like those stories, she was fucking stepping all over herself. I don't know. She just thought they were all bullshit.
I think Carrie's kind of a cunt anyway.
The military guy and... your dad killed himself two different ways. I don't know. It's pretty morbid. I just wanted to see.
My dad did not kill himself two different ways. He died February 3rd, 2000 by overdosing on heroin.
Oh.
Gotcha. That's terrible.
By the way, today is my parents' wedding anniversary. They would have been married 40 years.
Oh, happy wedding anniversary.
If your dad had an OD, is your mom alive?
Yeah.
And also, to play devil's advocate, what if you overdosed on heroin and then fell off a bridge? That's technically you're dying of two different things.
Hey, good point, Brian. Good point.
Thank you. I'm just saying. I don't know how it happened.
Good job, Columbo.
Hey, China Body. I'm just saying. In the middle of your time, I knew you would work, but did you find out when you drove over to heroin? Did you happen to fall off a bridge?
So, Carrie, I'm gonna ask Carrie about. But you know, the thing is, I think Carrie's trying to be like a little bit more because they're too tired twats. So I think they want to make it more like, hey, fuck that fucking twat. You know, like try to be more edgy, which
also, yeah,
I encourage. I encourage you, like, stir the pot a little bit, you know? So if they have a guest on, then they think she's full of shit.
Then they should have said that to my face.
Yeah, but then they want to do a lot of...
That's cunty, not doing it the next episode, not saying it to your face, because Carrie don't seem like that.
Yeah, but maybe they were like, they want to do some fact-checking.
It's actually interesting because, coincidentally, I did hear exactly the same thing about her personality from somebody else.
She's a two-faced twat.
A little bit of a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
also, you're a very pretty young girl at the beginning of her career. And let's face it, Carrie's in like, what, the top of the ninth? You know what I mean? Like
two outs.
I think they're in the 13th at this point, Brian.
Yeah, nobody's on base, you know. So it's
full count, two outs. You like sports?
Yeah, I love sports. I like the locker rooms.
All right, thanks, caller.
Buddy, happy Hanukkah. So, all right, well, you should listen to it and see what happens.
No, I definitely will.
Start a real beef then.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite menorah story?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey. Real quickly, I was listening to Brian's podcast.
Uh-oh.
He had on that Keanu Thompson and Alan Fuchs guy.
Yeah,
that you guys have on all the time. And I have a theory, but I Keanu, you know how Keanu always sounds grossed out by Brian on your show? He's always like skeeved out and weirded out by Brian. Well, on Brian's podcast, she sounded super giddy and like was laughing at everything Brian was saying. I have a because it was recorded at Brian's house. And I have a feeling that she's down to fuck Brian. I think she saw Brian's house. He probably thought Brian was some kind of loser. And she saw his house, and she must have been like, hey, this guy has it going on. I play my cards right, maybe I can hook up with this guy. Because, you know, for security, you know, a young woman getting a little older.
Yep.
Starts thinking about that type of stuff.
I'm looking to trade
up. I don't know, man. What do you think, Brian? You think you got a shot?
I will say that my magnificent four-bedroom apartment in the heart of Brooklyn's historic Park Slope neighborhood is a bit of a pussy wetter, as they say in the Navy, or the Marines, probably. it's entirely... She did say, I will tell you something honestly, I did a really douchey thing that I do when I show people my place. I always go, hey, I want to show you my daughter has a bearded dragon, but it's way in the... You have to walk through several, many, many well-appointed rooms with crown molding and various objects of art on the walls and sculptures, etc. And we have to walk all the way to the very end of the house. And I always go, oh, there it is. But it's just, I just want to show people how big my apartment is. And she goes,
that's what they do at casinos. They make you, when you check in, they make you walk through the gambling area to get to the elevator.
Like casino, I took Alan's hand and I bashed it with a hammer. So, yeah, I don't know. I think if I was single,
she was friendly.
Like,
she was friendly.
Single, yeah, she was great. I think single, I could fuck her. I'm so delusional. I think if I'm single, I could fuck her. Like I'm completely delusional. Like I think. Yeah. I could take you out for a nice dinner, and we like I'm very friendly, and like I could probably not, but I'd work on you.
You never know.
Fine.
What kind of who's your cell phone provider?
Metro PCS.
Fucking T-Mobile piece of shit! I can't stand this fucking service, man. But
I don't know why it's great.
it's the worst call we've ever gotten.
Sorry. Hey, it's me, Selma, on Twitter. By the way, you know,
Pete Selma, you got it,
Brian. And Kevin, I'm always hounding you. Hey, real quickly.
Wait, who are you?
Selma.
Selma, Artie Lang's cleaning woman.
Yeah, Selma. That's what I thought, yeah, Selma.
What's up, man?
What'd you think about Artie flipping out yesterday?
Oh, that was funny, man. Oh, dude, I hope all the troll babies like myself come out and start just fucking, just keep it going, like just instigating shit. But that shit was fucking Artie, man. He's a trip, man. I don't know. He's worse than you at burning bridges. He'll really burn bridges, man.
Yeah, but I don't even know. I don't even know who's worse because he acts like he's like, hey, I got this, and then he just starts flipping out on people.
What's the context? What happened?
Yeah. No, he started flipping out on Cumia yesterday and whatever, and then he's like, and then he's going after fans, and then you know he's like, I'm clean, I'm doing this, and like who knows? But it doesn't look good. I know when you're in a 12 is what it's step number 8 in a 12 step program, the shit on people that try to give you employment opportunities.
8, 9, and 10.
8, 9, and 10.
Look,
what the fuck is he doing? Like all they did was they gave him the day. Listen, not to kiss the guy's ass, but being the sidekick to fucking Cumia is a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah, sure.
Starts at 4 o'clock.
Howard Stern sidekick.
Yeah, but that was early morning. That was probably more money, but that was early morning. You can see that could get on your nerves. But 4 o'clock, man. 4 o'clock?
Oh. Any junkie could.
Well,
plus 4 o'clock just gets you set up for comedy. You do 4 o'clock, and then you start doing spots at 8.
Yeah.
I'm spitting now. Yep. So it was to me. I'm just like, okay, like everybody loves Artie, so I'm not going to shit on him. But it was just out of nowhere. Maybe he had to bet on a game. Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Was it on a podcast?
It was on Twitter.
Oh. The two of you guys. Hey, have you guys ever been attracted to a female blood relative? Blood female relative? Because I am.
You're attracted to a female blood relative?
Yeah.
Like your mom or your sister or something?
Their daughters, my aunts.
You're attracted to all of them? You're attracted to all of them?
A lot of them, because I've never met a lot of them. They're in Mexico, but because of Facebook, I've discovered a shitload of them. Like, you know, you become friends with this person, then you discover you have a bunch of second cousins, first cousins.
But second cousins are fine. Even if you can fuck your cousin, it's no problem. But your sister, you're going to run into trouble, and your mother, definitely.
No, I don't mean like mom or sister or daughter. I'm talking about like cousins.
Yeah, fuck them, sure.
You know, they're adult daughters or, you know, your milk aunts. Shit, dude, man, I'm like jacking off to them all the time.
Wow.
I'm insane, man. I'm fucked up.
I think it's
where you live, in California?
Yeah, Southern California.
Listen, Incestville, California. You live there,
yeah,
you'd be home by now.
Right off I-69. Guy's crazy.
I'm Mexican, so like I have one of my second cousins hooked up with her first cousin, who's my second cousin, fine as fuck, and I'm like, oh my god,
it's like a perv word problem.
It's all breaking up, dude. It's all scratched.
Second cousin, then my third cousin, and then she's like, what?
It's like you're calling.
So you won't fuck regular people? Are women not fucking?
No one's gonna fuck. They're not down for that. Most of them are not down for that. I'm the one that's into it. But here's the fucked up part.
Where's the fucked up part?
Yeah, please get to it.
You fucked your wife and
I'm
what?
I'm married. I'm married. And I've had, most of the time I've been having sex with my wife, I imagine that she's my cousin. Like, not an actual cousin, like, but that instead of her being my wife, she's my cousin. And that gets me, like, horned up like a motherfucker. Like, thinking, oh, she's my cousin. I'm bagging my cousin.
Because they're cousins.
Identical. Patty Duke, good Lord. I love that you're telling this perverted shit, and it's something you're calling an airstrike. Like, all scratchy and everything. You're like, I want to fuck my second cousin.
Does your wife know any of this?
No, I would never tell her. No, she knows I look at my cousins because she'll catch me. Like, who are you looking at? Oh, no one. And then she'll be like, let me see. And she'll know that it's a family member. But I've never told her that I role play in my mind that she's my cousin when I bang her.
What if she told her that you want to role play and she's like, okay, I'm going to pretend you're my father. And you guys just get real weird. You know what I mean? It just turns into she's
My wife used to tell me, come home from work and just like pretend you rape me, like if you broke into the house and pretend you rape me. That was her fucking. That's what used to get her off being raped.
Yeah, Mexican. That's a little too close to home, ain't it?
Yeah.
She wants you to be part of the caravan.
Like I'm not gonna. Once I was on my landscaping, I'm gonna come home and pretend to rape you.
Oh my god, it's fucked up, man. But anyway,
my cousins aren't hot. Kevin. I've never wanted to fuck any of my cousins. They're just not hot. I'm Irish. They're just not a.
You're not into that. It's not your stuff.
Ugh.
I have two cousins. I have two
cousins that are half Mexican, and they were the best looking.
I have two cousins I'd fuck if I had to. I'd be like, after
the
like
Marine
a week.
I was married to was Mexican.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm.
Half Mexican?
No, he was like his parents ran over the border Mexican.
Mm. I'm guessing this is an enlisted man.
Okay, thanks. Thanks,
right, thanks, Selma. Take it easy, buddy.
Okay.
All right.
Love you guys.
Happy Hanukkah. Good luck fucking your cousins.
Honey, could you imagine role-playing? Like, honey, he keeps saying his cousin. Hey, Lucy.
It's my birthday.
Huh?
Do something with you today. I want you to.
No, it's just.
Thanksgiving. We both found each other in the kitchen. You're taking dirty dishes in. We're Mexican, so everything's disposable.
No, I think if you do, if you're like, whatever, I could see you being attracted to your cousins because, you know.
But it doesn't. All those, like, European royal families, all the cousins all fucked each other.
Yeah, but I'm saying if your cousins are hot, you want, I think, I guess, but I don't have any hot cousins. I can't even imagine that.
One kind of hot cousin. After like a week or two on a desert island, I'd be like, all right, we got to at least.
What's his name?
Ah, Sean. Exactly. I would, after a year on a desert island, I would ask Sean to blow me because he's cute.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got, Sean? Favorite cousin you want to fuck?
Hey, Kevin.
Who's this?
Hey, Kevin. It's OVO Cool Cat.
There he is. Albuquerque's finest.
Yeah, it never works.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
So did you see Anthony Cumia's little mention of you on the Joe Rogan show?
Yes, I did, sir.
Yeah, he was. Joe Rogan was a little dismissive, huh? Like he just like chuckled it off and was just like, that's it. On to the next stuff. On to fucking hunting elk and shit. Like, what do you think that's all about? Do you think that's like about Neil and shit? Like he has a little bit of Neil in him.
I think that I'm like, that's why I need a fucking feud with Rogan.
Yeah, right. You're like, fuck
that
asshole.
To get things juiced up for the holidays. Right. Now, I think what happened was because Chad, you know Chad, America's Chad.
Actually, Chad Zumbach.
Yeah, Chad Zumbach.
Yep.
Chad said. He texted me Friday night. He goes. Fucking Rogan really dismissed you. So I was like, I was just gonna wait till. And then somebody else said, you know, mention it. Somebody sent me a text or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I was going to wait till today and look at it and then have everybody look at it together. But then I saw there was somebody tweeted it out and it was edited down to just that segment. So I only had to watch 2 minutes. Anyway, I just thought like Cumia was talking and you know, and when someone's talking, you don't interrupt everything they say because then it becomes like a fucking annoying conversation. If everything I say, you jump in on.
Terribly annoying.
And then plus, they were talking for 4 hours. So I think at some point, some things he had stuff to offer or he wanted to address. Other things, he just let Cumia talk. So I didn't think it was like anything. It could have been. I don't know. But I couldn't see Rogan's face. The camera was on Cumia the whole time when he was talking about who was on the show, different shows that they have. So I'm sure Rogan knows, you know, me and Neil are related. And, you know, him and Neil are on the, they see each other. I never see Rogan. So, you know, Neil sees him. I think everybody kind of stays cool with Neil because Neil has no talent other than to, you know, produce people's stuff. I don't even know if that's a talent. But so Rogan could probably maybe see somewhere down the road, Neil, like, produces something that he does or something, or maybe helps him clean up his apartment, maybe helps him move, you know, anything that takes little talent. So, and that's where Neil jumps in like Superman.
I got a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, can you guys? Hey, yeah. I'm gonna direct a Super Bowl commercial. Hey, fat girl, Amy Schumer, you stand there, and this other guy, you stand there, and then do your lines.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't think Rogan maybe knows too much about you because, like, he sounds like he's such in a fucking shell out there with all those LA comics. Like, he probably like hears a little bit of shit about you, but it's probably like. I don't know. It's probably like stuff here and there, but I definitely think Neil kind of blackballs you to people out there in LA.
I wouldn't agree. I agree with you. I think I could see Neil saying, you know, if I was going to go out there, I mean, if Cumia, if they asked if I was going to go out there again to try to like, you know, stir up some shit. If I asked like Kumia, can you get me on Rogan? Then Rogan said no. I would think it would definitely have something to do with Neil, because otherwise, yeah. Because he has other people on. I mean, he has fucking Greg Fitzsimmons on. So why would he not have me on? So again, yeah. I don't know Rogan, but you know, I guess Rogan and Kumia are pretty friendly. So I mean, if Kumia or Keith said like, can you get Kevin on? He's going to be out there. Can you get him on your show? And then he was like, I can't do it, guys. Then it would be like, then it's probably about Neil going like, hey, can you not have my brother on? Because Kumi is a big show. I mean, Rogan is a big show. So, I mean, it gets a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets a lot of action.
Fucking Neil probably is out there like telling them a bunch of shit about you. But then I bet he doesn't tell them that he hasn't met your son yet.
I bet he doesn't.
Yeah, he probably does. He's like, you know what, Joe Rogan? I haven't met his son yet.
I haven't met his son.
That kid.
He's not. His son's not famous, so I didn't meet him.
I bet they're saying things like Kevin's bitter and angry and all.
That's
these
not. That's not. That's uncalled for.
Lies, you know, really dragging his name through the mud.
No, so I don't know. I don't know really. I don't know if Neil thinks that like, oh, you know, maybe if you know. I mean, being on Rogan, I don't know if it would even help me, because Rogan would be like, oh, you know, like I would just go on and be like, yeah, everything sucks. He'd be like, well, what do you mean? I'd be like, I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. He would want to talk about like hunting and shit.
No, when I did fucking Joey Diaz's show, I'd be like, yeah, and I would kind of shit on Neil a little bit, and then Joey Diaz would be like, yeah, Neil's great. I'd be like, all right, I guess can I get a cab out of here? You know, I basically took away my whole act. It's like Carrot Top.
Right.
He goes,
that
hey, no props today.
United lost my props in the luggage thing. So.
So if I go on Rogan, I don't even know what would I shit on. I shit on Lenny. He doesn't know Lenny. So if I shit on Neil, he'd be like, no, we love Neil out here. I'd be like, all right, then, you know, I guess we're gonna only do 15 minutes of this show.
Hills, like,
I don't have that much to say if I'm not shitting on Neil. Yeah, very little to say. Huh?
Those LA comic podcasts are so weird, because it's like everything you talk about. It's basically like, oh, how's your dad doing? And, oh, what type of environment did you grow up in? Like, who wants to hear about that? Like, I was watching that Sebastian Maniscalco guy on Theo Von, and it was so fucking boring. Like, I quit like 15 minutes in, because it was just all about like how he grew up and shit.
All right. Well,
I think it's a lot of like, you know, successful comics being like, hey, you know, I'm successful, you're successful, let's have a nice successful conversation. I don't know how entertaining it is. Like, I'm a bitter loser, and I think that makes good radio.
A little more compelling than saying.
Yeah,
it does.
I'm not a loser.
I'm not a loser. She said, the hot stripper said I'm not a loser.
Stripper comic.
Yeah.
Went to Catalina last weekend. Oh, that's so great. Did you sail out there? Did you?
No, and also, it's also what Rogan said. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, but he was saying, even Rogan admits that you know, the Boston, you know, he's talking about him and Burr and like Patrice, whatever. You grow up in Boston, you start in Boston, it does make you like angry. You know, it's cold, it's a fucking nasty place.
Right.
So it does, and you know, it kind of builds, you build your comedy act that way. And then, like in Burr's case, and I guess Rogan's case, you maintain it even though you're in L.A. But L.A. will make it hard for you to stay fucking angry, because unless the fires are burning, because it's fucking beautiful every day. So even Rogan was saying like it's hard to stay fucking this angry when it's a nice day every day, because after a while you're like when it's nice every day and you're like a miserable prick, it just doesn't feel right. Where in New York, you feel justified in being it, because even if it's nice out, there's a fucking homeless guy in your way.
What do you mean you're out of almond milk? Yeah. No more almond milk?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those fires make me real happy.
There you go. Okay.
No, they did. They really perked me up, too. I want them to just burn the whole fucking state down.
Yeah.
Like I want like Theo Von to be his hair on fire jumping into the ocean.
Yeah, that guy's like a pervert, I think, or something.
No, I think he's a nice guy. I only met him a couple of times. Everyone vouches for him. I'm just saying, like, any guy who like worries about his hair, I just love it. Like when it's burning down and they're all like, what the fuck are we gonna do? It's like, well, first of all, 40 million people aren't supposed to live there because it never rains, so it's not an ideal situation. So I like a fucking spectacle. So if the whole state burned down, I think that'd be fucking great. It'd be great for the news. Yep. Like 9/11 was great for CNN.
Yep.
It's just a great story if like fucking if the whole state burns.
Yeah, it's just a charred, smoldering.
That'd be a real great story. All right, Ovo, I would love to see it.
Ovo, thanks, Ovio.
Ovio, before you go, any family members you want to fuck there in Albuquerque?
What was that?
Any family members you want to fuck in Albuquerque?
Our last caller wanted to fuck it. He'll fuck his cousin.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy. That guy's pretty cool. No, not really.
Right. Other than he wants to, he role plays his wife being his cousin.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I bet S&M, the safe word, is Family Feud.
He's not a perv. He role plays that as her second cousin.
Yeah,
his second
exactly.
cousin.
He makes sure there's one more. Like,
yeah, one less chance of having a tard in the family.
Exactly right.
How many they eyes, like the zoo.
How many eyes? Hey, retards love the zoo.
All right, OVO, thanks.
See you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Hugh Fink's on the line.
All right, Fink, go ahead.
Sir, good to have you guys here. Hear your voice. I hear to see that someone from the Me Too movement joining you today. That's an honor.
Yeah, absolutely right.
She's a stripper comic.
Yep. Oh, she is, but she sounds very appealing. I like that.
Absolutely. She's got a nice speaking voice.
Thanks.
And nice titties.
So listen, gentlemen, Hugh Fink here with Hugh's Hollywood News. Of course, the biggest thing in comedy, Amazon dropped their series this weekend, Inside Jokes. You guys know about this?
No.
It's a six-part documentary series about comics trying to get into new faces in Montreal.
Oh.
They actually spent 6 hours portraying this. And, look, my first reaction is I liked it the first time I saw it when it was called Last Comic Standing. I don't really see any difference here.
It's wait, so they taped it and then they're not going to air it?
No. This is a documentary about comedians trying to get into this past summer's new faces.
Oh.
So you see them auditioning for Montreal, their callbacks. It's actually kind of excruciatingly boring.
Don't you think anyone could do stand-up?
Well, put it this way. I think anyone can go to New Faces and, you know, do 6 minutes.
I thought
and
the name of the
on a given night do well, sure.
I thought the name of the show was going to be Poutine on the Ritz.
Oh, a nice Montreal reference.
Thank you.
But you guys probably know these comics. A lot of them are New York-based. Of course, they tried to build up all these sad backstories about each person, so you're rooting for them. Like, there was this guy, Robert Dean.
Okay.
You know that name? So he apparently works at a furniture store in New York and has for 7 years.
All right.
So this was his big break to get the new faces.
That's why I stopped.
Tell me.
That's
what
why
I find faulty about this premise is they act like new faces in Montreal is making the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Isn't it like you go to Montreal, you get paid $1,000, you perform at New Faces, and then for most people it's like then you go back to your day job.
Yeah, but
it really changes.
Yeah, but the thing is that that's why I stopped watching like American Idol shows like that, because they would get me with the backstory, like, you know, the woman would the girl would be singing, and her dad would have like fucking some kind of ALS or whatever.
Right.
And then she would lose, and I was like, fuck this. You know what I mean? Because they drag you in, and I'm like, so now she's got to go back to her fucking dad and be like, I lost.
I know.
So I couldn't take it, but listen, I don't think, I've been doing stand-up for too long. I don't think stand-up comedy really takes a lot of talent. So when I see these fucking new faces or any new comic, I'm like, what's the guy's talent? Like, he can talk into a mic and like, and get a couple of laughs. My son's funnier than most of these fucking guys. I mean,
I don't know your son.
No, he's doing New Faces this summer. So,
boy,
your son used 3 microphones.
Yeah, he's going to use 3 baby microphones
because he loves his Uncle Neil.
Right.
So I'm like, so they're like, oh, this guy's amazing, and then you just watch the guy. You're like, he's just another fucking guy talking into a microphone. You know, like how fucking hard is it? So I'm lost. I'm lost on the whole thing. Like, comics are amazing, and this guy's amazing.
What do you think does make an amazing comic?
I think, like, you have to, like, really, like, be good. And it's like most people, first of all, the crowds keep you from getting really good, because crowds want fucking basic meat and potatoes comedy. So it's hard to be good. But also most people are like, hey, I'm getting laughs, I'm good, right? It's like, I don't find it that inspiring, you know? So if I went to the New Faces, I might go to New Faces this year just to fucking heckle these hacks and be like, and get thrown out of the fucking room. That would be a good story, wouldn't it, Brian?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. If I got thrown across the border.
Internationally banned.
Internationally banned. I'm banned from the Comedy Cellar and Canada.
Right.
And Canada.
Entire country of Canada.
But, Kevin, I think you're doing a disservice to, like, you're a very good comedian who worked very hard crafting what you do.
Yeah, but
you
I know, don't even think I'm that good. So I'm shitting on everybody. I don't even think I'm that good. You don't do stand-up that much anymore, right?
Not that much, but like you, when I do it well because Ooh. we put in the time.
Yeah, but also it's like I think like now that I'm like doing this more and I have a family, I'm like, how hard is it? You know, like it's hard to be good. I'll admit that it's hard to be good. But yeah. Is it hard to get laughs at a comedy club? No, because they're there to get laughs. And it's like, is it hard to be very good? Yes. Is it hard to just get laughs at a comedy club? I don't think so, especially if you have to do fucking 5 minutes, you know?
Right.
Well, and also
well,
the guy that
the
works.
The phoniness of it is that the show makes it seem like, oh, the whole point of your career is to build up 5 minutes to go to Montreal. And if you do well, your life changes overnight. And it's like, I'll bet you anything Robert Dean is still working in a furniture store.
Yeah, it doesn't happen like that anymore. Hey, Fink, did you see David Spade on Norm MacDonald's show?
Yes, I did. I did see that.
Yeah, my wife said she was like blown away how funny David Spade was. So he's naturally funny guy, right?
Spade's a really natural. Chris Rock always says Spade, if he were less lazy, he'd be the greatest stand-up in history because he's so naturally funny. When he does write, he writes great stuff. He doesn't really like to. He just kind of, you know, not into stand-up. He can act and do other things.
But that furniture store guy is lucky because he comes out on stage. He can go, people ask me, how do I like selling furniture? I can always go, so far, so good.
Oh, my God. Is that the blind guy who said that?
That is the blind guy. This guy's gold.
I love the blind guy.
This guy's not even trying, and he's killing.
The blind guy is an example of a good comic.
That's right. Thank you. I'm following you on
Why
Twitter.
Why doesn't Amazon do a series about you? Like, that's an interesting story, that you're blind and you drink. And
yeah,
you
exactly.
Stand up. I want to see that story.
And he hasn't been hit by a car yet?
No, what's that like?
I'm not sure. Jaywalker.
You're Jaywalker. Now, what do you guys? Did you guys hear about that documentary that's getting all the buzz called Three Identical Strangers?
No.
About the three Jewish triplets in New York.
Somebody else asked me about that.
It's actually really good, but I can tell you this: that I watched that documentary. The whole thing, I get creeped out by triplets. I get creeped out by the Sklar brothers, and they're twins. They freak me out. Just the idea that. I think Joseph Mengele had an experiment. He wanted to create the perfect comic. So he like he mixed all these DNA things, and the cell split off and created the Sklars. Oh,
wow. Wait, so these are real? These are the three guys? They're like three in their teens? How old are they?
Well, no, now they're in their 60s. They're in their 50s. But they were three Jewish kids who didn't even know each other, who all grew up like 10 miles from each other on Long Island, and discovered that they all were brothers.
Yeah, why
were they split up as kids?
Because
to save money?
They were adopted. They were given to the parents gave them to an adoption agency, but the agency lied and didn't tell the parents who adopted them that they were one of three. Huh. That they were raised by three different families within 10 miles of each other.
Do some kind of do it.
Parents were like, oy vey, what are you doing with all these Jews? I got three Jews now. Not for nothing. That's two more than I want. For kaka.
You think it's Jewish, by the way. Just for
who is me?
For full disclosure.
It's a mishigash.
Yeah,
it's a mishigash, I tell you.
Pig
is into hate.
McCarthy's on fire.
Ah, yeah.
You know what? The Sklar brothers.
Positive.
I was.
What about the Sklar brothers, Kevin?
I worked with the Sklar brothers one time, and I was like, yeah. I had to follow them. The only time I ever worked with them was it wasn't even at a comedy club. It was at some bar.
Uh huh.
And I was like, these guys are terrible.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, the crowd's really bad. And I went up after, and I did pretty good. But I'm thinking, like, I think it's hard for a crowd to like get. Because it's like they talk over each other, and
that's the whole bit. They plan the punchline. They say it either at the same time, or they, you know, say the different things at the same time.
But maybe they work. Do they get better? Do they work it out at the timing of who says what and where?
Well, the only thing is you can't really work out being funny. Like, you know what I mean? They've got all the smoke and mirrors of that they're twins, and I just have a hard time getting past that. I've met them like 30 times. I still don't know who's who either.
Yeah, who cares?
I hung out with the Winklevoss twins once all night, and the one was clearly gay, and I touched his dick by accident, and he freaked out, and I had to leave the club. It's a longer story, but twins are weird. I'm with you.
He gave me the cliff notes of a very long night.
Sorry, Hugh, what was that?
Now, what do you guys think? John C. Reilly has a new movie coming out called Stan and Ollie.
Oh, my God, I saw the trailer.
The Laurel and Hardy movie. Do you like Laurel and Hardy?
I thought that's been trying to come out for years now. Didn't I see a trailer a long time ago?
Yeah.
Oh, really? They finally did it.
No, it looks horrible. Why would you even make that?
That's what I want to know. I don't understand. Is there anyone under 75 years old who cares about Laurel and Hardy?
My grandmother, when I was a kid,
Brian grew up in the silent film era, and he's not even interested.
My grandfather used to make me.
Brian's more of a Shields and Yarnell guy.
I am right.
No Shields and Yarnell. Ask her.
Yep. You know, Captain. Speaking of that, Captain and Tennille, they rent out their house a lot, don't they? In LA,
I shop porn.
Yeah,
oh, do they really?
It's in Encino. It's on this huge piece of property. It's like on 30 acres in Encino. It's a big porn house.
So if you ever go to the Encino Mall and you see Captain and Tennille walking around, they're probably someone's probably fucking in their house right now.
It's like
remember
a big
the rock band Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Emerson and Lake died this year, within a few weeks of each other. So I just got tickets to see M. Palmer.
This stuff. We love this stuff.
Good stuff,
this is
man.
Good stuff. This brings you. This reminds your listeners how stand up can be when it's well crafted and thought out.
We gotta get this. We gotta get the Sklar Brothers on.
Yeah.
Instead of what, going to see Daphne Springs talk about how she should have a career.
Whenever I see somebody say something about Neil, they saw Neil, and it's just like I just want to fucking kill myself. I want to like drown myself in the ocean.
Because
I know it's
like
not
an eating disorder.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not.
He looks thinner and thinner, like he's one of these chicks who's worried about their weight.
Yeah, no, but it's like I know people are like, oh, we go see him. We it has to be good because we made the effort, and then they go, they convince themselves. It's like the fucking Emperor's New Clothes. They convince themselves it's good because it's like it must be good. He co-wrote the Chappelle Show, and he did it, and then they go, they're like, I guess so. So I don't know. I just think stand up is like now it's being presented as what it is. It's just anyone could do it, and it's too fucking easy. So these fucking so I might go to Montreal this year just to fucking and
you should dress like a Mountie.
Kevin, we should do a show called Old Faces.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Old Bitter Faces.
Old Bitter Faces.
You, Robert Klein, Freddie Roman.
Oh, I love it. Because Andy Kindler still does his State of the Union address where he shits on everybody.
Yeah, but it's...
I'm going to do the State of Andy Kindler's career.
Easy for you to say, Hugh.
First of all, he shits on everybody that's not there. You ever notice that?
I did notice that.
He doesn't take on anybody that can have anything that can get back him at all. All right, Fink,
I have noticed that. He also doesn't. He leaves out the part that he starred in some Disney show like Hannah Montana or one of those for like 6 years.
He did? What show?
He's embarrassed.
What's the name of the show?
The show was Wizard of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Oh, it's horrible.
Due to some pending litigation, I can't.
Even your own kid, the one who's funny, would hate that show.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Mr. Fink.
This is fun. Talk to you next week.
Happy Hanukkah.
We gotta get a theme song for him.
Yeah, I know, right?
Even the dreidel.
Dreidel song would be great.
Let everybody know a Jew.
Or the theme to Yentl. Because
everybody know a Jew's calling in.
Right.
I hate to be anti-Semitic, but it's
not
still fun. It's still fun.
It's on a paper plate.
Anyway, do you know what you are? Are you a mix of a...
I'm a quarter Welsh and three quarters Italian.
But you do 23andMe?
No.
If you spit in my mouth, I'll tell you what percentage
oh God.
Of sexy you are.
Oh, God.
All right.
I think the facade is like people think comics, you know, when the show's over, they're funny. Are strippers sexy when you have a boyfriend?
Abso-fucking-lutely not, no.
You take a shit, do you leave the door open?
No.
That would be sexy.
That would be sexy. I like to smell ladies.
I shit in the toilet today.
Yep.
And I guess I didn't shit yesterday, so I guess a little backed up. And I shit and I flush it. It was like, you know how they was like, well, you can't see, but there's like, it was like shit stains. I must have flushed it like 10 times and
little
the shit wouldn't go down. No, I was in a hurry. So plus, I give some to my wife to do this afternoon.
Sure. They get excited.
Yeah, I have something to look
oh,
forward
look
to.
Oh, look at shit in the
oh,
toilet.
Oh, look, a dirty toilet.
It's my afternoon. Put on my telenovas and clean the toilet for my white horseman.
And I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? But it just wouldn't go down.
Got that squatty potty. You ever see squatty potty?
I use a squatty potty now. Oh, yeah. I fucking jerked it off. Yeah?
No, I've seen it, but I haven't used it.
$25.
I'd like for you to squatty potty right in my mouth.
Whoa.
Right over a glass
I don't
table.
Think your wife would appreciate that.
She don't have to be there.
Yeah, she'd ruin it.
she'd be like, never marry a wop.
Never marry a wop. So you're working tonight?
No, the club is closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Oh, that's classy. So give the girls a chance to recoup.
Yeah.
And recharge their batteries. They're
fully nude
batteries.
Or is it topless?
No, topless. There's only that I know of. There's only one fully nude club in all of New York.
It's called My Apartment.
I think it's Showtime, Show Palace
on 42nd Street.
No,
it's in Queens. Yeah.
Oh, it's fully nude, fully nude. Can't drink, right?
Yeah. And
it's
I think that's why.
Just a bunch of AA guys going like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, I've never been
only
there.
We could drink, we'd be really having a good time.
15 steps, I came on my pants.
No, that's the worst when you, I mean, it's being at a strip club. The problem is if you can't drink, you get a little, you just get bored, you know?
Yeah.
And then you just get, you get a little tense and then, because the alcohol loosens you up and then you start spending more, don't they, if they're drinking?
Yeah.
And then the clubs also, like the ones that are fully nude, like in Philadelphia, they're like, fully nude, but you can bring your own booze. So what you just bring like a, I've been to bachelor parties, you just bring like a gallon of like Maker's Mark. And
I brought a keg one time and they're like, what? Like, can you guys ice this down for me?
This doesn't seem as smart. You should be, shouldn't somebody monitoring my alcohol consumption, you know? I mean?
Wait, so you don't have to answer accurately, but do you, when a guy wants you to touch his dick with your hand, do you, what do you do?
I say no.
So even if the guy's like sexy and I'm asking for myself, even if the guy's sexy and seems like he has a lot of 20s, you'll still be like, no, thank you?
Yeah.
How about if you go to the private room?
No.
He still, how about if he takes his dick out?
I tell them you're not allowed to.
Oh, what if he's
I'd be like, too late. I won.
What if he doesn't speak English?
Yeah, right.
I actually, coincidentally, I went in a private room once with a guy who was deaf.
What was that?
What happened?
Well, he had like a thing in his ear, and I kept hearing this high-pitched like noise, and I didn't understand yet that he was deaf. And then the like champagne host was trying to tell him how much money it was, and he couldn't hear her. So it got really awkward really fast. She had to write down the number, and then he was like, oh. Yeah.
I tried that once, too. How much do I owe you? What?
Nothing here.
All I got is 20.
I got 29.
Oh, those things are a fucking scam. The champagne rooms. Because all the girls, no, I'm not talking about you necessarily, but all the girls will be like, yeah, we're going to get crazy up there. And then they don't do nothing.
Well, that's because you don't spend enough money. Huh? So the way, like, this is the truth that no one will tell you, but this is a fact.
Tell us the truth.
Preach, okay. Baby, preach.
So many, many girls are not prostitutes. I'm not a prostitute. Right. And there is not an amount of money that you could offer me that would make me do that.
$100 billion. Sorry.
How about $1 billion? Yeah. You know what it is? If you're a stripper and you're a prostitute, you should wear like a special outfit at a strip club so the guys know. Yeah, they don't have to waste their time.
Finish your thought, though, please.
Okay, so when people pay the $450 or whatever, like $450 for a half hour at Gossip to go into the private room, that's to go into the room and shut the door. If you're in there with a girl who is going to do what you want,
right.
then you're like, hey, I have X amount of money on me, and then they negotiate a price for whatever's about to happen.
Ah, so $450 gets you in the room.
Yeah.
Ah.
And the thing is, like, a lot of men, they are dumb, and they think, like, I don't know, it gets very complicated. I actually just
Being a man is very complicated. You're trying to get the poontang.
You actually what? Sorry.
Even if you're married, you'd be like, honey, huh? You gotta read between the lines all the time.
So finish your thought, please.
I can't read Braille.
So I'm very public, like, you know, that I am against prostitution. I'm not okay with it. I don't think I'm vehemently against it becoming legal. And
it cuts into your bottom line, right?
Yeah, actually, that's a big part of it, is that I don't like anything that fucks with my money. So
it's like Old Dirty Bastard. Like, hey, where you got your money? A lot of girls, you were saying something.
Oh, no, so I just got done in this big argument. It was stupid. It was an Instagram argument with all these whores that, like, I had said, somebody wrote something about being a sex worker, and I said, I always say I'm not a sex worker because I don't have sex for work. And then, like, the whore brigade jumped on that and was like, you're not supportive of your sisters. And I was like, those are not my sisters, I promise you.
You don't consider yourself a sex worker?
No.
So and so people can see your breasts, but they can't see your bottom?
It doesn't have to do with, I mean, what people see. I don't care if anyone sees me fully nude.
So you're not a sex worker unless you make a guy come.
It's not, in certain situations, it's not my fault whether or not he came. Like, some guys come because the wind blew on them.
Are you looking at me when you said that?
Right.
Because he's blind, and I know that he can't see me.
Oh, good point. I do come quick. I just came as you told that story.
All over the menorah.
The issue is more with me selling my body.
Right.
So you don't sell your body.
No.
But
you think those? How about? I forgot it. Go ahead.
There are lots of like, for example, there's that, lots of strip clubs where you can go and you can get your dick sucked or you can get a hand job or
I don't, at almost every strip club.
Yeah, exactly. It's a question of
how much money are you going to spend?
It's a different ballet between how much the girl needs the money and how much you want to spend, and it turns into like a
I think, listen, if you're going to a strip club trying to get like a girl to suck you off, that's just dumb. Just go to a fucking hand job place and then you get a massage. It's more relaxing. You don't have any fucking bouncers. Did you see the video? Some guy was at a hand job place and they wouldn't give him a happy ending, so I beat him with a hammer.
Holy shit.
He was fighting. I think it's on my Facebook. It's either on my Facebook or my Twitter. The guy was like, they said in the story they didn't give him a hand job, so he started like fighting them. The girls and the house lady. And then they started fighting back, and then he had a little hammer.
Oh my gosh.
And, where did I get a hammer from?
Anyway. Imagine, was he Snyder from
No, but he looked Mexican and he looked like really pissed. I've been there where you think you're gonna get a hand job and you don't. It's you leave very pissed.
A rule of thumb.
Yeah, I've had men be very upset upon.
No, but that's one thing. But if you give somebody $450 and you get nothing, it's not cool. You know.
Well, then you should have gone to a brothel. Not my fault.
Not a brothel. I'm saying get a hand job. A brothel. You don't have to go to fucking Reno.
You should go where. That's happening. I mean,
so your job is to.
My job is to sell a fantasy. Period.
On your period.
Yeah, right. Your job is to sell a fantasy of what? What's your fantasy that you're selling? That the guy can maybe fuck you if he has a boat?
It's a whatever the fantasy is that he wants to believe.
It's grinding and that kind of thing and dancing.
So you like him? So you pretend you like him?
GFE.
Do you pretend you like them or you don't even do that?
Depends.
Nice.
Depends.
I think a lot of white strippers pretend they don't like you. They think they're doing you a favor by just being there naked. Like the Dominicans, they pretend they like you. They call you Poppy.
Yeah.
You know? That makes me. I don't know what it means. I think it's something to do with a bagel. But this guy, whenever she calls me Poppy, I get very wet.
I gained some weight. They call me Poppin' Fresh. That's not a boner.
Compared to other girls, I know that I financially I'm doing well, and you know, like they're on. Let's say like a night when girls are like complaining about how much money they made. Every single night that happens, it's never happened to me that I was one of the girls that made $20. Like, I'm always still fine. I always still made a couple hundred dollars.
See, I think the fat girls don't make a lot of money, and then they get mad. It's like, well, you can't be a fat stripper. Sorry. I know there's some chubby chasers, but for the most part, there was always the ones that nobody wants to get a dance. Those are ones that always come at me. Like, you want to dance? And I'm like, no. And then they walk away all pissed. It's like, don't be at a strip club unless you're hot.
The job is survival of the fittest and literally fittest.
Fittest.
Yeah. And
what do you feel about fake tits?
I personally don't have them, don't want them. I'm very supportive of women doing whatever you want to do to make you, if you feel beautiful with fake tits, go for it, baby. It's not what I would want to do.
I have to get a penis reduction. It's so big.
You got a question for this, for Christy?
Was he raising his hand?
The guy with the mic. I forgot your name. Stan?
Stan. George Carlin.
Rich, right? Rich, is your name Rich?
Yeah.
What's you got a question for Christy? He's been married for like 50 years to an Asian lady.
No,
oh, really?
25 years to...
Well, she's still Asian.
An Asian man.
What's
I can't think of any questions I have.
Okay, thanks for trying. Huh?
Did he have his hand up or something?
He's been holding the mic the whole time. I'm like, well, if he has something to say...
What's your love life right now? You're just single?
Yeah.
You concentrating more on your comedy?
Yes.
Are you going up a lot?
Yeah. Well, this month I'm focusing on filming the pilot episode and doing all that. But I'm gonna go down to Tampa and South Florida.
Yeah, go down.
In January.
Tampa's, those clubs are very aggressive. Those are like real. Have you danced down there before?
No. I'm doing comedy down there.
Oh,
sorry.
I see. I beg your pardon.
The Improv.
I actually don't know the name of the venue. The one that I'm doing in Oakland Park is called 10th Level Tavern.
These are bar shows.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I got asked to do some shows in Indiana, which is going to be bizarre because I can't imagine what people in Indiana are even like, let alone...
That'll be pretty corny. You should strip and tell jokes at the same time. You're like,
I do.
Two Jews walk into a bar.
No.
Own it.
No, I do. You haven't seen my new video.
No, I have not seen your new video.
Great.
Is it viral?
Well, I just put it up a couple days ago, and I sent it to Noam.
What'd you say?
I sent it to Noam.
Did he like it?
He didn't respond yet.
He's busy.
Is it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only place we can find it?
Well, it's on YouTube, but the link is in my bio.
On your bio on Instagram?
Yeah.
What are you on Twitter?
Thong Therapist.
Is it on there too?
No, I never use Twitter.
Right, we got to wrap it up. You should use Twitter.
Yeah.
Instagram is for, you know,
kids and,
Stripper comedian.
Stripper comedian. That's a good Instagram handle. What's up? Are you pointing at something?
Yeah, we're pointing at the screen because they're her things up. Also, Bob Levy's going to be here on Wednesday. We got to wrap it up. So I'll be on Chip Chipperson this Friday in Philadelphia. I forget the name of the place. December 7th. And Brian, you got the site for sound?
No, I'm done with all that stuff. At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. And of course, brianpatrickmccarthy.com. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Thank you for the rosé, by the way. It's very nice of you. Yeah,
thanks, studio audience. Yeah. Thanks to the booth. Thanks to everybody. And I think we're forgetting. Thanks to Hugh Fink, all the callers.
Yeah, Hugh Fink and
thanks to the fucking new theme song that brought the
menorah. Okay.
Happy Hanukkah. Well,
Shana Tova, everybody. All right.
Thank you.
You're great.
Thank you. I got blisters on my fingers.